B-Pod Studios.
It's technically Monday.
I can't believe the weekend's over.
Good morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
It's Monday morning.
First thing Monday morning.
You know, I wake up every morning, my first thought is, what part of me is not working today?
Ha! Hoo! Hoo!
What are you doing?
Vocal exercise. You know, just limbering up the cords.
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
All set?
Yeah. Yep. Was there a rally yesterday that I didn't go to?
Yeah, really.
But everyone else did.
It was huge.
Yeah.
What were they saying? 38,000 people showed up? Did you see the send-off rally they had in Los Angeles? Like five people showed up. It's like
construction site.
I know.
That's sad.
Looked like a Starbucks, parking lot.
They all
a lot of
at
people.
Each other and said, "Hey, we have a football team." No kidding.
How many people, Brian, showed up in L.A.?
2,000 people.
2,000
in the footprint of where their stadium's going to be. Sad.
Yeah. Okay. So, by the way, there's a football game coming up this coming weekend.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, heard the rumor going around. Mm-hmm. Okay, and watched a little bit of the Pro Bowl yesterday. Wow, what a joke that is.
Turn that off
immediately.
At least it was raining, horrible weather. Yeah. What it was like in Honolulu.
Yeah, it was probably sunny in Honolulu. Okay, so here we go. We have so much football stuff coming up for you this morning here on the program. As a matter of fact, today we'll kick off our completely, totally legal office gambling pool.
Yeah, exciting.
Okay, and you'll all be able to participate in this. We're going to open up the lines, and you can get a number, and it's going to be a cool thing, and you can be a fabulous winner here. Okay, we'll explain as we go through the morning here. We'll be looking for the best all-time football movies today. I need a little help on that.
Done my research.
And speaking of the Super Bowl, remember last year at the halftime, the selfie boy? We'll have the selfie boy.
Selfie kid.
The selfie kid.
His name is the selfie
and the
kid.
Selfie kid will be in the studio with us this morning. Okay.
Yes.
And let me see. The road rage.
That's the craziest story ever.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. Crazy. I can't believe grown men, like really grown men, I venture to say old men, are doing this.
I have a good product idea that I could make some money off of this thing.
For avoiding road rage?
Well, that will help you in case you find yourself in the same situation as the guy on the hood of that car.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. Okay, you're going to help us out with this?
Yes.
Okay, stick around. All of this is coming up this morning. We got Dirty Laundry at 7:45.
Yeah, you know, Zac Efron has really transformed into quite the serial killer. We'll talk about that.
Oh.
And we talked about Rent last night, live, but not really.
But not, yeah. That's too bad. And, well, anyway, the royal family, there's more trouble with the royal family. Oh. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
That one of the most amazing road rage things you've ever seen, the thing that happened Friday.
It was the most outrageous thing ever. I mean, I can't, I couldn't believe my eyes. It was one of those situations where I'm watching the video, and if you don't know what happened, this there was a sideswipe incident on the Mass Pike in Weston between a truck and an Infiniti. Guy gets out to exchange papers. And the
argument
guy,
ensues.
Argument ensues. What ended up happening is that this man, the 65-year-old man whose truck was hit, stood in front of the Infiniti driven by a 37-year-old man. And the guy drives toward the 65-year-old man. The man jumps on to avoid getting hit.
Play some chicken with him.
Yes. Yeah. Jumps on the roof. Clings to the hood.
The hood.
And then the guy driving the Infiniti proceeds to just drive down the Mass Pike at 70 miles an hour.
While a 65-year-old man
clings to the roof of the car.
Now, what's more ridiculous is the fact that the car would slow down at times.
Yeah.
The guy had the opportunity to get off, and he said, "Yeah, but I wasn't getting off the hood of the car."
Right, yeah.
He wasn't going to let this guy get away.
Well, at that point, I mean, absolutely, I would have gotten off, but like at that point it was an attempted murder thing and this guy could have gone just fled and then there would be nothing. I couldn't believe it. And then all people take video. Then what happens is they finally box the Infiniti in and a guy who's licensed to carry a gun gets out of his car and holds him at bay, forces him out of the car, and then the police finally come.
Just as you suddenly realize you don't know who's packing heat,
Thing is that these Brian said this morning. it would be wrong, but you could understand if it was like a 20 and a 21-year-old.
Yeah. When we're talking, like, you're like, oh, a couple of 20-year-olds. Like, well, yeah, they're kind of dummies. But these guys should really know
better. I mean, like a 37-year-old and a 65-year-old, you'd think they'd have better brains than that. You know.
Well, it's just, I mean, I don't know what happened where it just... They decided that this was the best thing to do.
If you want to see the video, go to WROR.com.
Amazing.
They're both going to be in court today. They were both arrested.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But man, you got to give the 65-year-old credit for still having that grip strength, huh?
Yes, that's right.
See, that's my new product.
It's true.
I'm going to pitch it to like Ocean State Job Lot, those cling-on-the-hood gloves.
Oh, my God.
Because number one, you don't want to fall off. Number two, it gets really cold.
Yeah.
Hold it on at high speed.
That is true.
Now, insulated. Thank you.
Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody. We are ready to make our first award of five office squares here for the big totally legal office gambling pool.
Well, yeah. Let's tell everybody what we're doing first.
Okay. Let's explain this. Go ahead.
We're doing a great big office pool.
Okay. And it's not just any
office. It's totally legal.
It's totally legal.
Totally legal office gambling pool. It's all in the name.
Yeah.
Okay?
You know how there's always one person in your office that kind of sends out the email. It's like, all right, we're selling squares for $20.
Yep.
It's Alicia in our office.
Yeah. Right. Totally illegal.
Yeah. But we're doing it legally. And we've got this giant board.
So you don't have to buy a thing. You do not have to buy a thing.
No purchase necessary.
Okay.
Enter online at WROR.com. We're going to be giving them away online.
It's very simple.
And then giving them away right here on the air. So we have our first five people who are going to get squares.
Okay.
And then on Friday, after the show, we will assign the numbers.
Okay.
Okay.
Go on your office pool.
Okay.
And then we'll have big prizes for, you know.
Really?
The end of each quarter and the end of the game.
Yep. It's, you know, just like.
Totally cool. Yeah,
just
and
like
totally
the,
legal.
It's just like the regular office pool, only legal.
Yeah.
And you don't
Love
have
it.
To, you don't have to lay out any cash.
Right.
Okay.
And the FBI is not going to show up at your house.
Precisely.
Well,
precisely. We were protecting people.
Probably not.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Can we talk to at least one? Let's talk to one of our winners here.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, at least we've got our first five in line. Let's talk to Kristen this morning. This is Kristen. Hey, Kristen, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So, congratulations. Now, how do you feel about the Pats on Sunday?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, you excited? You think it's going? You think we're going to win this thing, don't you?
Definitely.
Good. Okay.
Do you play your office pool where you work?
I did. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't have to worry about it now. You play this book. By the way, do you have any special, you know, superstitions? Anything you're going to do for the Super Bowl?
No, I'm going to spend it up at in New Hampshire at my cabin.
You do that every...
Oh, wow, that's very Unabomber of you.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm just saying, it sounds a little secluded and weird.
No, it does.
Well, I think that's
when
a wonderful
thing. You put it that way.
Has it worked in the past for you?
This is the first time we're going up there for it. So,
okay.
More than just you.
Okay.
Now, if you're in
there alone,
if you're in New Hampshire, can you still win the WROR office?
Yes,
pool?
It is. It's legal.
It's legal.
Totally legal. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, do you have any strat? Do you want an edge square, a center square? What do you feel like?
Maybe in the center.
Somewhere in the
center.
Square.
Okay,
we'll give you
luck.
A good center square.
Okay, good luck. Okay.
Right.
Hey, thanks for calling. You hold the line. We'll get
hold
you
on.
All squared away so
don't
you know.
Away.
Yeah, don't go and hang up yet, okay? In the meantime, speaking of the big game, everybody getting ready for the big game, and Hankster's ready.
Yes, the Patriots are in Atlanta in preparation for Super Bowl 53 against the Rams next Sunday. Over 35,000 fans showed up for the big send-off rally yesterday at Gillette Stadium. Super Bowl opening night is tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's where you get to see all those uncomfortable questions of Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
In an interview on ESPN, Tom Brady said there is zero chance that he does not play next year. That's good news for Pats fans. Celts host the Nets tonight. Red Sox superstar Mookie Betts says he will not go to the White House to celebrate the World Series victory. Sports is brought to you by Citizens Bank.
Thank you much, sir. Okay, we're getting you ready for the Super Bowl, everybody. Stand by, 105.7 WROR.
On the field, I'm a threat. Best you've ever seen. Edelman to the left of me. Grump to the right. Sony on the run. Look at my wife. Brady's won the fight. And I'm the fire, TB12. I'll win and retire, TB12. I am the GOAT.
Country.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So last night, you know, I knew that today we were going to be kicking off our totally legal office gambling pool, you know, kind of a gambling thing going on. And I was fascinated to see the story come up on 60 Minutes about this retired guy who lived in this little town in Michigan, and he learned how to game the gaming system and win the lottery on a regular basis.
It was fascinating. So this guy, Jerry Selby, and his wife, Marge, you know, like Midwestern couple of, and they owned a convenience stores, and then he retired and he was kind of bored. He was 64 years old, and he's kind of a math whiz, but, you know, never really used it for anything except his own personal pleasure. Figured out in Michigan, it was called this Michigan lottery game, figured out how to profit from it. Now, I watched 60 Minutes last night, and I heard what he had to say, and I completely didn't understand. We have him talking about it.
I mean, this is a guy who just looked at the game, you know, like for 2 minutes and said, oh, okay, I got it, and here's
what I said. I said, if I played $1,100, mathematically, I'd have one four-number winner. That's $1,000. I divided 1,100 by 6 instead of 57 because I did a mental quick dirty, and I come up with 18. So I knew I'd have either 18 or 19 three-number winners, and that's $50 each. At 18, I got $1,000 for a four-number winner, and I got 18 three-number winners worth $50 each. That's $900. So I got $1,100 invested, and I've got a $1,900 return.
Sounds like good math.
Yeah, a little over 80%, isn't it?
Wow.
I'm going to take his word for it.
What is a mental quick dirty?
Okay.
I don't know what a mental quick dirty is.
Is that just like it must be a calculation he can do in his head?
It's never happened to me ever.
Maybe he
was in Michigan when this happened. It was the game was Windfall, and that is what he figured out.
Right. Yeah.
But then Michigan shut it down.
Because
he kept winning. And then Massachusetts, this was years ago, 10 years ago, it was cash windfall. And so he and his family.
He incorporated.
Yes, he became an enterprise. It was like he was an investment banker, and he had all of his kids and friends.
And his buddies joined
him, too,
yeah. And
buddies give him money, and then he'd drive 55 hours.
Listen to how much they were playing. I have this clip, too.
Okay, get a load of this.
Once there was a roll down, on average, how much were you putting in play?
Over $600,000 per play, seven plays a year.
$4.2 million once this roll down was coming.
Per year.
Okay, I just don't understand how you... $600,000 per play. How do you do that? You just go in and hit, say, give me quick picks, or what do you do?
You have to spend a ton of time. It wasn't 15 hours, not 55 hours. 15 hours drive to Deerfield, Massachusetts, to stand at these convenience stores and play and play and play. And it took hours. And It was a job. It was a job.
For the next 10 days, here's the crazy thing. For the next 10 days, they would spend 10 hours a day for 10 days sorting all the tickets.
So they'd know what they'd won.
And
they'd know winning tickets.
And they kept the losing ones. How many were
they? They have $18 million worth of losers.
Losing tickets.
But sure.
So in bins.
That's a tax write-off.
Yeah. Anyway, they grossed $27 million. And I think the net was...
And it was legal. Legal.
All legal. And the funny thing is that these MIT students were doing the same exact thing in Massachusetts. And so they were competing against each other. And then the Globe Spotlight team was like, what's going on here? And then investigated and now no longer.
Well, they were investigating. They thought some, you know, crime ring was no good. But no, it's just this retired couple from Michigan and some kids from MIT.
There's a 10,000-word article in the Huffington Post about this guy. I mean, 60 Minutes was great if you want, there's just surfacey. But he is amazing.
It's too bad that they continued to go to the same little convenience store out in Deerfield.
Had they spread it around.
For them.
Because when they investigated, they noticed that all these winnings were coming from these two places. And that's when they said, hey, wait a second. If they had spread it out, maybe they could have kept it going.
Okay, so now here's what I don't understand. You go in, and you're going to have to buy these one at a time. See? Mm-hmm. And you go in this convenience store, and you're saying, okay, I'm going to take 5,000 tickets. Now, I'd be the guy who got in line behind him. hey, come on. My milk's getting warm here. Okay?
The Lorne and Wally Show. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Good morning and welcome to the Lorne and Wally radio program. Okay, it's time for your 720 men from Maine. And we were just talking about gambling, so we thought this might be the appropriate men from Maine episode for you, okay?
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie comes home from work sporting a brand new emerald ring, and we hear...
Well, say there, Effie, where'd you get that ring?
Well, my boss, Mr. Bitterman, and I, we played the lottery, and we won, so I bought it with my share of the winning.
Well, hey, that's great.
The following afternoon, Effie comes home from work again, this time wearing a brand new fine Italian leather hunting vest, and we hear...
Hey, Effie!
Yeah?
Where'd you get that smart-looking vest?
Well, Mr. Bitterfin and I played the lottery again, and we won, so I bought this with my share of the winning.
No, you don't say.
A couple of days later, Effie surprises Aoife again when she comes home driving a brand new Dodge Ram pickup truck. And we hear...
Hey, Effie!
Yeah?
Where'd you get that brand new Dodge Ram pickup truck?
Well, Mr. Bitterfin and I played the lottery again, and you won't believe it, we won, so I bought it with my share of the winnings.
Oh, really?
By the way, Aoife, I've had a long day at work. Could you draw me a nice warm bath?
A few minutes later, Effie walks into the bathroom and notices only a couple of inches of water in the bottom of the tub. And we hear...
Hey, Aoife, I noticed there's only a couple of inches of water at the bottom of the tub. What's the deal?
Well, we wouldn't want to get your lottery ticket wet, would we?
Rather thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, so, like, we got some football coming your way. As you may have heard, there's going to be a huge football game coming up Sunday in Atlanta, and we're going to be involved in this, we being the New England Patriots. So we were talking football movies on Friday, and people were passionate about this. They started calling with their favorite all-time football movies. So we decided, okay, what we got to do is we got to figure out, according to members of the nation, what is the best all-time football movie.
Right. So we have a football bracket voting situation going on at WROR.com. And what you'll do, you go on and vote for your favorites, and then we're going to whittle them down and pick. And by the end of the week, we will find out what the best football movie is to watch if you're not watching the Super Bowl.
According to you, the critics. Okay. So,
today's matchup is, let's play a clip from The Blind Side.
Okay.
Do you remember when we first met and we went to that horrible part of town to buy you those dreadful clothes? And I was a little bit scared and you told me not to worry about it because you had my back. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
And if anyone tried to get to me, you would have stopped them, right? And when you and SJ were in that car wreck, what did you do to the airbag?
Stopped it.
You stopped it. You stopped it. This team is your family, Michael. You have to protect them from those guys, okay? Listen, Tony here is your quarterback, all right? You protect his blind side. When you look at him, you think of me, how you have my back, how you have his. Okay? Jerry Maguire.
Versus Jerry Maguire.
How am I doing? I'll tell you how I'm doing. I'm sweating, dude. I'm sweating my contract. I'm sweating Bob Sugar calling me, telling me I'm missing the big endorsements by being with you. That's how I'm doing. I'm sweating. You
no,
hear what
I,
I'm saying?
Listen, I hear what you're saying, and that's why I'm calling.
No, no, no. I hear that you hear what I'm saying, but do you truly hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, Dad.
Okay.
Two
so
really
here's the
good
thing.
Movies.
Here's the thing. I'm just going to weigh in because that's what I'm going to do because I watch football movies and not football. Yep. So absolutely, Jerry Maguire. Better movie. Overall.
Show me the money!
It's a good movie.
I mean, both got Academy Awards for one for Blindside for Sandra Bullock and Cuba Gooding Jr. got the...
You don't like The Blindside, huh?
I don't love The Blindside. I just think it's a little bit...
True story.
I know that, but like, I just don't think it's... I have a problem with it a little bit. It's sort of she swoops in and saves this kid.
What a great story.
It's a nice story. Maybe I'm dead
jealous
inside.
Of Sandra
no
Bullock
idea.
A little bit.
Yeah. I'm not jealous of Sandra Bullock, not at all.
So you don't
all.
Like her, do you?
I do like Sandra Bullock. It has
you
nothing
her,
to do with
you?
Me.
You said last week you don't like her.
Yeah.
I did not say that. I didn't
told
like
me
this
that.
Movie.
Yeah.
The thing is
they're both jumping to conclusions about Sandra Bullock.
Jerry Maguire is a way better movie. Here's why. because Tom Cruise is in it. It's got some pretty good football scenes. Yeah. And there's that love story that's kind of like excellent, but then
it's weird though because
Bonnie Hunt's great.
Cuba Gooding, yeah, she is great.
She is great.
Cuba Gooding Jr. in it. And then all of a sudden, like, why is he making snow dogs? Like, whatever happened? Like, it seemed like his career was on a good trajectory.
Don't think about that when you're
voting.
I'm
just saying.
Don't think about it.
I mean, okay. Where did he go wrong?
I don't know.
And Kelly Preston was in it. I love her.
Okay, so the brackets are online.
Yeah.
Go online, WRR.com. You can cast your vote.
Yeah, okay? And vote every day because we're going to pare it down on these matchups each day.
Closer and closer and closer. And we will determine a grand prize number one football movie by Friday morning, right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. Okay, now in the meantime, we got your Dirty Laundry Report coming up here. Oh, there's trouble in paradise.
Who's your daddy? Andy Cohen's baby shower was epic, and we've got all the details.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, let's get to it.
Okay, we've got royal news, baby showers, Rent last night, and Zac Efron looking very different. But first, this is brought to you by MassHealthConnector.org. And, well, I just got to say, Andy Cohen, really awesome baby shower, and I wish mine was like this. It was at the Palm in Beverly Hills where he and John Mayer were there with BFFs and all of the Real Housewives, with the exception of maybe two. It was incredible. I saw footage on YouTube. Lisa Rinna was on the table dancing to disco music, telling everybody to get up on the table too, and they all followed her. It's these women are crazy, and Andy Cohen is the ringmaster. It was nuts. But his baby's going to be born pretty soon, probably within the month. So that congratulations to him if you want to see more of that.
Mazel. Now, was the surrogate there? Was the surrogate mother there?
Nope. Just the ladies. Just the ladies.
Locked away in a closet.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Locked away. She couldn't drink. Everybody there was drinking heavily, it seemed.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rent was on last night. And
This was going to be the live Rent, right?
Yes, it didn't go as planned. Because the guy who was playing Roger broke his foot in rehearsals. So what they had, and there was no understudy.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, the way you do it on TV, because you don't do it that way on Broadway.
Well, they even had the original cast there.
Right.
Like the guy who originated the role.
Yeah, but that's a long time ago. I'm like one of the only people my generation who only saw Rent once. People used to go and see it.
My wife saw it over and over.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, she loves that.
Over and over.
So people were really looking forward to this. This was a big deal. And then what they had to do is they taped the dress rehearsal from the previous night. Aired that, but the last 5 minutes they had the cast and the original cast get up and sing Seasons of Love, which was really good.
Yeah, and also my wife's commentary was, great that they're trying to get this show out there, but it doesn't seem like an ABC, or this one was Fox, right? Like a family-friendly, like it sounded weird without swears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, when
the swears are such part of the dialogue.
Yeah,
it's like when you, like The Sopranos is on regular TV.
Exactly.
And you're like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, forget yourself.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, sugar.
Hey, go forget yourself. What?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens was Maureen. PJ says she didn't really like that casting. But speaking of Maureen, Vanessa Hudgens.
The original cast was in a cast.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Speaking of her, Zac Efron, they were in High School Musical together. Zac Efron, you've got to see his new trailer for Ted Bundy. We're going to post it on WROR.com. Totally transformed.
Is it freaky?
And creepy.
It's so creepy.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's creepy. And then finally, I just want to end with a little royal news, and I don't want this to be true. And here's the deal. Prince Harry apparently has become, quote, grumpy and aloof since he married Meghan. And he's always had a reputation for being down to earth and buddy-buddy with his staffers, and those days are over. I don't want this to be true because I want Harry to be happy. I think those boys deserve to be happy, and I think the press should leave them alone. That's my statement.
You think that's it? Yeah. Okay.
I think so. I hope he's happy. And I actually am invested in those boys' happiness because I feel like they lost their mother too early. And I just want them to be happy and married and have kids and all that good stuff.
Speaking of the royal family, did you see Prince Philip apologizing to the people he ran into with his car?
The wreckage. That was insane.
Then he gets in his car and drives away without a seatbelt on, which is totally illegal.
At least he didn't drive into a tree.
That's right. Exactly. That could have been worse, I guess. You know, good point on your part.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
And that is Prince, and this is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. And it's, let me see, about 7 minutes before 8 here. 105.7 WROR. So I was reading over the weekend. This is kind of interesting. The Super Bowl coming up here. Thanksgiving, of course. According to the United States USDA. Thanksgiving is the day when the biggest consumption of food in America takes place on any given day. But the second biggest day is Super Bowl Sunday, second only to Thanksgiving. And people have been, snacks are very, very important. Food is very, very important for part of your Super Bowl gathering. So I believe it's the Reynolds or Lumen and Company, makers of Reynolds Wrap, who came up with what do they call those?
The hunger harness.
Yeah, the hunger
harness. Like a baby Bjorn for your food.
Yes,
for
your food. Nice.
Yeah,
like
they sold out already, right?
Yeah, they can't get them. They're gone.
But we think that we have the perfect substitute because you're going to need to carry dip around with you wherever you go.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Hey, girl, I got something real delicious to give you. Girl, you know we got the munchies. And it's Sunday night.
Super Sunday.
And I'm so hungry for something that is fried.
Wow, it's a Super Bowl. But these chips are tasting dry.
They're so dry.
Have some Lay's with something that will go well on the side.
Hummus on the side. A treat real special. So take off the top.
Take a look inside. It's some dip in a box.
Dip in a box.
Boy.
Salsa goes well with tortilla chips. And I've got a tub of French onion dip. Don't waste time trying to open the jar. Girl, I got a box of some guac in the car. Got a few pounds of artichoke hearts. Eating all this junk is my favorite part. All the bean dip is gonna make it fart.
It's the Super Bowl.
Oh my God.
Got some dip in a box.
I think it's going to be huge.
Right.
Yeah.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
With Lorne, LBM, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays. 80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Game time on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. We have a player standing by on the line right now. His name is James Skelton. He's from Medford, Massachusetts. And he's an antique dealer. Now, let me explain this. Set the record straight right now. That by saying he's an antique dealer doesn't mean he's an old guy who sells stuff. He's a young guy who sells old stuff.
Make sure I got that. Okay.
Is that pretty much someone up there, James?
Yeah, that's pretty much about right.
Okay, good. So here's what's going to happen, James. Over the next 60 seconds or so, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. Your job is to answer each one of those correctly. If you do that, we give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Now, you got to talk up really good and loud so we can be sure we hear each of your answers. You got all that?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good.
Great.
LBF has her her questions prepared. So we're ready to play. Let's do it. It's time to win a grand in 60 seconds.
Two dimes and a nickel equal how much?
Two dimes and a nickel. 25.
What does TTYL stand for?
Pass.
The left ventricle is part of what organ?
Repeat the question.
The left ventricle is part of what organ?
The heart.
What actor played Hawkeye Pierce on MASH?
Alan Alda.
Who was the first U.S. president to be assassinated?
John F. Kennedy.
Name the two people who appeared in the famous photo taken aboard the yacht Monkey Business in 87.
Donald Trump.
During what war did thousands of Americans invade the shores of Normandy?
World War I.
Who sings Little Red Corvette?
Prince.
Spell recommend.
R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E-C-O-R-E
You're out of the running. You missed four on there.
And you had four right.
Yep. Yeah, you got four right.
Always on the positive. You got four right.
Okay, let's go ahead and review.
Four right, yay.
Okay.
Okay, TTYL stands for Talk to You Later. The first U.S. president to be assassinated was Abraham Lincoln. Two people who appeared in that photo aboard the Monkey Business were Donna Rice and Gary Hart. And during what World War did thousands of Americans invade the shores of Normandy? That would be World War II.
Yeah, you're only off by one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, look at the right. Yeah. Positive. Yeah, you're being positive. Right. Good job. And we'll continue to be positive because we have a fine consolation prize for you here. You have a pair of tickets to see Rain. It's a tribute to the Beatles. Really great show. Experience the next best thing to seeing the Beatles. Celebrate the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road Home. Yikes. Can you imagine that?
Sounds like a hard day's night.
It's going to be great. Oh, you're going to be good there.
Oh, you Brits.
It's coming to the Box Center Wang Theater, February 23rd and 24th.
Love me do.
Tickets are on sale now at boxcenter.org. Hey, enjoy the show. Thank you for very much playing the game, and thank you very much for being a member of the nation.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
You bet. You're more than welcome. Okay, anybody else? You think you got what it takes to win this game? It's not as easy as it sounds. Because, you know, it's easy to sit there and answer them when you're not on the spot.
Right.
When the pressure's on, it's tough. You got to register to do it. Log on to WROR.com.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. That's heard so good. And so we got Ryan McKenna is in the studio this morning. Now, Ryan McKenna is the selfie kid.
Yeah.
You recall last year at the Super Bowl, Justin Timberlake's doing the halftime show.
And he gets a selfie with Ryan, and your whole life changed because of one selfie.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It's only been a year.
Yeah.
And I just was on your Instagram page, and like all the people that you've gotten selfies with since then, now you're a brand.
Yeah, I guess. It's crazy just to think that I've gotten selfies with like all these people just from that one selfie.
Name a few, would you please?
Ariana Grande, Justin Timberlake, there's so many, Cardi B, Camila Cabello.
Did they ask for me?
No. They all asked for Hank. Yeah, right. Yeah,
Ellen.
Ellen.
You were on Ellen.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Tell me about that because I think everybody wants to be on Ellen at one point in their life.
As soon as we got home from the Super Bowl, I was at school. My dad's like, Ellen just called us, and they're like, they want to fly us out to be on her show. I was like, no way. So I come home, and then we just went out there, and it was like, I don't know, went by so fast, but it was like crazy, just the whole thing.
Now, weren't you at a music show, and all of a sudden you're just doing your thing, and Justin Timberlake found you?
Yeah, it's crazy, just from. Yeah, he just found me.
Because of the selfie at the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so then did you meet Edelman?
Yeah, so when I was on Ellen, he called in and he's like, hey, I want you to come to my show in April in Boston.
Yeah.
So then I went, and then he surprised me with Edelman, which was so cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, as a Patriots fan, so it was like awesome.
That's incredible.
Okay, so Edelman, was he a good guy?
Yeah, Edelman's awesome.
Okay, and obviously Justin Timberlake's a good guy.
Yeah.
How was Ellen? Was she nice?
Yeah, she was really nice, too.
Did she give you a parting gift or anything like that?
No. Oh, what did she give me?
Yeah.
Oh, she gave me, I got to meet Justin, so she had him call in, and then I got to go on the field on the Patriots game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. How cool is that?
And your mom, who brought you in today, Tracy, let us know that right after the big, you know, selfie and everything happened, didn't Apple contact you?
Yeah, so I was at Ellen. I'm like, oh, my God, I have the iPhone 6, the battery's so bad. And that was right after they had some battery problems, so they gave everyone new batteries.
Right, yes.
So then I say that, and then, like, Apple's like, hey, we'll give you four new iPhone Xs. And I was like, why not? Why wouldn't I take it?
Wow, how's filling out the taxes this year? How's that doing, Mom?
Dad's in charge of that.
That's funny.
It's, like, become, like, almost like a career.
I know. I don't even – I just, like – stuff and
yeah they call you to come out and like to go to concerts and to events like, and things like that. So what's the most recent thing you've been called out to do?
I'm going to the NFL honors in Atlanta.
It's just before like the Super Bowl, around so. Like, and nice. Then somebody calls you, I want you there, and you're like, okay,
yeah,
and they pay for your flight and all this. I'm taking more selfies. That's
yep,
it.
That's what you gotta do.
I would like to commend you because I'm a big fan of the selfie. And a lot of people, you know, say selfies are done, and it's but when done correctly, and I think you do them correctly,
you have to get the perfect selfie.
You get the, you know,
has to go on social media too.
Okay, social media, and what's
the key?
What makes up a perfect selfie?
You have to have the right lighting. You have to go like pull your arm all the way out and go above
Have you gotten arm extensions at all?
No.
Now that you're a professional selfie.
He's got very long fingers, though. Look at his hands.
Do you have a selfie stick?
No, I do not. I was just going to say
Okay,
I don't use
selfies. You're a natural guy.
Yeah.
No selfie sticks.
And they're banned. Surprisingly, they're banned in like 90% of like stadiums, concert venues and stuff.
Yeah, I took my kids to Disney. They're banned at Disney.
Yeah, they're banned like everywhere.
So, okay, I want to get this straight. So you, as far as you can... And then you have to go up, not down.
Okay, you have to have the right lighting, too.
If you go up,
and then also
eliminates the double chin.
Yeah, that's what everyone tells me, too, the lines and stuff.
Yeah, you'll find out about that in 30 years.
Yeah.
But also, it helps if you have Justin Timberlake in it.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I've heard.
Get a lot of likes on social media if you got Justin Timberlake in it.
Okay.
When you're in the mall, like if you're at the South Shore Plaza walking along, are there people who just come up and go, hey, I know you.
Yeah, I know. I just still think that's crazy. It's weird sometimes. Even though, like, I have, like, a different, like, say I want to be selfie kid one day, and then I just walk out, and people still recognize me either way. Even if I'm not dressed, like, a certain way or something.
You're going to have to start wearing sunglasses and stuff like that.
Right.
I know.
If Roger Goodell asks for a selfie, you know.
I did get one with him.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Rip it up.
I know. That's what everyone's. I posted. They're like, oh, I'm a Patriots fan, because the whole Deflategate and everything. But.
Yeah.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
He was cool. Did he seem dead inside?
No, he was nice.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did you get his address?
No.
I'd like to know where he lives.
Yeah.
We know he's got a place up in Maine or someplace like that. Yeah. Okay, listen. Do you have anybody on your list, like your ultimate selfie, who you want to get with?
Yeah, I want to get Tom Brady, and then I want to get, I don't know. Yeah, Tom Brady's my
How about
main
the
one.
Dude Perfect guy?
Yeah, I do want to do that, too.
I want to hang out with
those
guys.
Yeah, they're awesome. Those guys are so cool.
So put them on your list, and I'll hold your phone.
Have you gone anywhere in the world crazy to just take selfies?
I've stayed in the country. But,
But you're willing to travel?
Yeah.
You're going to go international.
Okay.
Wherever
mom wants
first.
To go on vacation.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like Hank wants to be your agent on this whole thing.
I'd be willing to lead the way.
Very good.
Yep.
Okay. So, and where are you going to school now?
Thayer.
Thayer, okay. Yeah. And you, what grade are you in?
Eighth
grade. Okay. Well, wow. So next year's the big year, huh?
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Really
appreciate
you.
Okay.
Make sure you study math, because the guy that played a grand in 60, he had trouble with two dimes and a nickel.
Yeah.
I don't think he has any trouble with that. This kid's smarter than anybody.
He'll be fine. Hey, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Will you take a selfie with him?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Okay,
we're going
to
go take a selfie now. We'll see you later.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody. In case you haven't heard, there is a big football game coming up this weekend. It's called the Super Bowl. So, yesterday, the fans, and I mean the fans, were really out in force to give the Patriots a huge send-off.
Yeah. But,
amazing.
38,000?
38,000
like
fans.
Anything that much.
Just to see them get on a bus and leave from the airport. Pretty amazing.
I mean, they had to open up the stadium.
Yep.
It was incredible.
The parking must have been a nightmare. I just think about logistics.
No, they had a lot of extra spaces.
That's more people than usually show up for like a Revs game.
Oh, okay.
You get like 20, 25 for a Revs game, I think.
And the GOAT was there.
The GOAT was the WROR GOAT.
Right.
Yep.
That's right.
And what did they do out in L.A.? How many people?
Maybe five. But maybe 1,800, 2,000 people showed up. You know.
At the construction site.
Oh,
where their
sad.
Stadium is being built.
Just like the Rams, a work in progress.
There you go.
Yeah. We're obnoxious.
It's funny because I put it on because I figure I can watch it on TV from my couch.
Right. But
I was thinking to myself as I see the crowds, I'm like, am I a bad fan because I just didn't want to go?
I understand. I understand completely.
Stand there for hours.
Hey, I don't live that far away, and I actually thought about going, and I thought, no.
Yeah, you didn't think about it that long.
Though. I'm lazy.
It was like a quick thing in your head, and then it was like, no.
We even got a nice email from Davio's.
Yes.
Who said, hey, stop by. We'll give media free coffee and breakfast. And I was like, oh,
I got that email too late. Otherwise, I would have been there.
If LBF hadn't already eaten, she would have been down there.
Did they have those spring rolls out?
I'm here for the Bloody Marys.
That's
exactly.
coincidentally, yesterday was the 19th anniversary of Bill Belichick being hired by Robert Kraft.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was a good decision.
That was not a popular move at the time.
Really?
Yeah. I resign as the HC of the NYJ.
That's right. He left in... Because he was going to be the head coach of the Jets.
Thank you.
And he quit and came here.
Interpreting.
And a lot of people said this is the worst move they've ever made.
Look what he did in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what they all said. Bingo.
Wow.
Okay. And I think we need a lot of talking now. A lot of people saying, could this be Tom Brady's final game?
Jeez.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Okay.
Well, he swears it's not.
Okay. Well, let's find out. Is he going to retire?
New England, they can't be beat. Under the stadium lights, cheer from your seats. Tom Brady, will he retire? Retire. He throws it, watch the ball zoom. Gronkowski catches, scores real soon. Information, call shotgun. Pretty soon, Gronk will spike one. Nobody knows, will he retire? Retire. Retire. Will he? Will he?
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
I think he pretty much answered that question yesterday.
Yeah, I think so.
He said chances zero.
Giselle's got to be mad.
I know.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.